Hello, this is John, and I'm going to read the editorial. When I worked as a BBC radio producer, George Fisher, my Hungarian emigre head of department, took the Reithian values of the old BBC very seriously indeed. He used to berate me as I made my programmes with, "Christopher, you must use rigour. Rigour is the most important thing." By that he meant apply all your research and editorial skills to tell the truth and don't distort it. Structure your stories so they flow and are engaging, and never lie merely to improve your argument or skew a story to your point of view. It was a profound life lesson that I have carried through all my professional life. When we went on to work with Paul McCartney, his only instructions to me were I could use anything he said, as what came out of his mouth was his responsibility and his alone. Paul trusted me not to traduce his words and make out he was saying the Beatles were lizards who came from Mars, or John Lennon was his love child. His trust went all the way back to my BBC training and George's rigour. Alas, events in 2025 have shown rigour seems to have been thrown out and trust is in short supply. But maybe it is a symptom of a wider malaise. This is the year that the centre seems finally to have lost its hold. As my favourite poet W.B. Yeats puts it, "Things fall apart. The centre cannot hold. Mere anarchy is loosed upon the world. The blood-dimmed tide is loosed, and everywhere the ceremony of innocence is drowned. The best lack all conviction, while the worst are full of passionate intensity." That passionate intensity has manifested itself in spades this last year. The new American government has moved in to dominate our tea tables, much like the Gruffalo. There seems little escape from it. We have even had the US Vice President in the Cotswolds, managing to create more chaos than the tourists. No mean feat. These global men of power seem inescapable, looming, draining our energy and convinced of their right to be the primus inter pares of us all. We live in dizzying times. The liberal consensus I have spent most of my life in is being systematically ripped apart. This may not seem a Christmas message, but the year end is a time to reflect, and it has been a history of defining 12 months. But Christmas is with us, and Benson, in its new and expanding incarnation, is trying very hard to honour the season, nurturing its rituals, the Christmas Tree Festival and Santa in the High Street, anyone? And holding the annual celebrations, whether it be the Bendington or the Evergreens, the WI or the Gardening Club. It is, I believe, the small communities of this country that, with a certain dash of courage, will make all the difference in this quixotic age. So I am proud of the spirit of our village, glad we decided to move from an increasingly overcrowded London to live here, and wish all and every one of you a happy Christmas and prosperous New Year. Our next issue is in February, when hangovers and overeating will be a distant memory, and hope for a better future in 2026 will be re-established.